You're listening to the Real Estate Runway podcast, powered by Quattro Capital, where we are all about alternative business and investment strategies to help you amplify life and maximize wealth. Here's your host, the recovering engineer turned multifamily investor, Chad Sutton.
All right, Real Estate Runway family. Today we have my good friend and someone I've worked with for about 5 years on the legal side of our business with Premier Law Group, Miss Bethany LaFlamme. She's managing partner with Mauricio Roald at Premier Law Group. And look, we're actually not going to talk about law today. I thought we were when we booked the episode, but it went a different direction and I love it. We're actually going to talk about a passion of Bethany's, which is helping people build conscious wealth. We're going to talk about the mindset you have to have. We're going to talk about the education you need to be into. And three, we're going to talk about the access to opportunity. So stay tuned for an amazing episode. Let's get right into it. Before we do, folks, pay it forward. If you get any value out of the show, like us, subscribe, leave a five-star review and thoughtful comment. That's the only way that when you interact with the show for this thing to grow and to get to more people just like you. So don't be selfish. Pay it forward. You want to be on the show, hit us at thequattroway.com/podcast. Love having these conversations, and it's welcome and open to all of you. Go there to apply. Folks, we're on all the social media channels at Real Estate Runway Podcast on YouTube and TikTok. I didn't even know we had a TikTok till recently. I keep saying that. I guess I actually know it now. But yes, we have a TikTok. And we're at Team Quattro Capital, one word, no special characters, on all the other major socials, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, places like that, all in the show notes for your clicking pleasure. Check it out. Without further ado, let's get right into the episode. Here we go. All right, all right, all right. Real Estate Runway family, welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Runway podcast. I am your host, your fearless leader, Chad Sutton, your captain speaking here. We are taking off on another great episode today off the runway to learn about how you can create passive investing in your future and financial freedom. So glad to have you here. I've got a good friend of mine. Bethany, how long have we been working together? It's been like several years now.
That's been like 4 or 5 years, right?
4 or 5 years, I think. So
something like that, yeah.
Bethany LaFlamme, she is managing partner of Premier Law Group. We've been working together for so long. And today, Bethany and I are going to go into a pretty great episode about what her and her firm are bringing to the world of building conscious wealth. But before we do, Bethany, welcome to the show. How are you today? It's good to see you. You're looking very colorful. I had to color my light up to catch up to you, but how's life been?
Oh, it's been fantastic. And thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being here. Yeah. It's been incredible.
This one's been a long time coming. I say that a lot, but we talk about, I feel like I talk about episodes with people I want to have on here and then we never do it. And then 6 months later, we schedule it. So here we are. But it's good to have you on. So before we do this, let's go into you a little bit. I want to hear your background, how you got into real estate law there, or syndication law rather, in real estate, and then how you've transitioned into what you are focusing on today. That is, we're going to get into that and what it means, folks. Don't worry, but let's be patient. Go through this story. Don't miss any stone here. Let's go through that.
What's interesting, I've been practicing law for 23 years now. So I started really young.
Yeah, you had to be like three, right, when you did that?
Yes. So I've been practicing for a really long time now. And I started off in litigation, hated that. Moved into mergers and acquisitions, worked with a lot of operating companies, and that was okay. I loved the strategy side of it, but I didn't love the work because I was dealing with really a lot of Silicon Valley bros, and I was treated like I was the help. And I really wanted to partner with my clients to help them strategize and build cool things. So I thought I was getting out of the law for a while. And a few years ago, I guess it's been like 5 years ago, I met Mauricio Roald, my partner. And he at the time needed someone to come in and help him build this busy practice that he had created and built. And I was like, I will come in and help you for a little while I figure out my next move, but I'm out of law. I'm done. And then I started to meet the clients. And I got to tell you, Chad, I fell in love with the clients. I much prefer working with Main Street and our sort of mom and pop clients just trying to get out of their W-2 and trying to create something really awesome for their family and for their legacy. And I stayed. I didn't mean to, but I did.
And in case y'all didn't know that, I'm her favorite client. So she means me. She means she fell in love with me. I'm just kidding. True. I'm a pain in the neck, aren't I? But
no, it's funny. I always tell people, I'm like, Chad is one of our smartest clients, which is good and bad.
That's that. Yeah, that is good. We've had many conversations about that. It's good and bad because I go down rabbit holes way too much. And what'd you say I used to do? I used to get too cute with some things, right?
There are some times I love getting calls from you though, because I know you're going to challenge me and I know I'm going to think, okay, I'm going to have to think about if there's a way to be creative and problem solving today. So it keeps me sharp. You're the reason my brain will stay sharp.
Yeah. So keep going. So you got into the firm and you fell in love with the clients and that kept you in law. And let's talk about where you've taken the firm, you and Mauricio together.
We've decided to expand it a little bit, but not too much. We really want to focus still on, we say sort of mom and pop, and we've got some folks like you guys that are at the top end of that though, that are really growing. And my passion though is helping our clients scale to the next level, wherever they're starting, whether they're just starting out and they're real estate investors and they want to scale by raising money, or if they're like you who you've already established a really good syndication business and base and you want to scale to that next level, whatever that is. That's my passion, is strategizing about how can we scale so you can create even more wealth for yourself and for your family and your investors as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as I do this, and Mauricio and I are really passionate about this, we've built it out. I started doing retreats to help either matchmake passives with active investors or to help my clients like you scale their businesses. And that is the ultimate goal there, the retirement goal, right? Is to acquire some properties in some really awesome locations and then do this kind of work from anywhere in the world, but still do this kind of work. Because I think you're probably like me in that we're never going to retire.
No, we'll always be doing something. I think you've also been following a lot of my partner Maurice's posts, because this whole lifestyle by design thing is exactly up the alley of what he talks about all the time. You don't have to build a life that you need a vacation from. Build a life that is your vacation. Just go. If you're the type that wants to go, find ways to go where it's profitable.
Right. Yeah. I follow Maurice and I love him. I love his message. And I'm following in his footsteps. He's my goal.
Yeah, I look up to him as well. It's funny, you like to have partners that are smarter than you and further along than you. And yeah, comparing me to Mo, he hates when I call him Maurice, it's Mo. Yeah. But it makes me feel old, dude. But, you know, Mo is further along in life. He's more to the, I'm thinking more about lifestyle, and I have enough. I don't have to grow. And so I'm watching him build a house in Cyprus overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. And
I know.
You know, it shows you that this stuff is real. Like, he's focused in his 20s on building this future. And it's there. He's real tangible proof that this stuff works if you just stick to the process.
Yeah. I always tell people there are really only three elements to creating conscious wealth. Three. That's it. Education, access to opportunities, and mindset. And if you have the right mindset, you're going to find that the first two are covered all around you.
That was a perfect and beautiful segue, Bethany. A lot of what your passion lies today, in addition to helping Main Street with the legal side, is helping people build conscious. So first, to you, what is conscious? Let's define that thing and then go into those three things a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I've put a lot of thought into this concept of what it means. And I ask people all the time. And really, to me, conscious wealth just means intentional wealth creation. And it means more than just money, right? It is intentionally creating and curating the life that you want, living your life's purpose. So that's whatever spirituality you have, that's your health and your physical body, that's money, and that's whatever your why is, whether it's freedom or your family or whatever it is. So it's being really mindful and intentional with how you create wealth, and it's doing it through collaboration and not through competition, right? So I always say you can build your empire using OPE, other people's everything. Figure out your lane, what you love, what you're amazing at, what lights you up, and stay there, and then let everybody else stay in theirs. And then you can't help but create conscious wealth at that point.
It comes into, it sounds like not only are you playing with others and playing to their strengths, but you're helping them get passionate with you and follow that same footstep. So it's pretty incredible what you can do when you partner up with the right people and stick to your lane and not try to be the jack of all trades. And what I'll tell you just from experience is it's lonely, right? It's really lonely trying to walk this path and build your own version of wealth, because what I'll tell you is you're going against the current. Most people out there aren't doing this. I think we, through podcasts and things like this and people we've helped, we've been able to improve the numbers of people who are doing this. But the fact of the matter is a vast majority of people when they retire are going to live off Social Security or have nothing. And it is a terrifying stat to know that. But so you're going against the grain, and it can be very lonely. There's not many people to talk to who can understand and empathize what you're doing. And so what I love about what you're saying is that bringing the community of people together, help each other in this.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is that most people, the reason they don't is just because either they don't know, they don't even know that they can. And when I grew up, I didn't know about entrepreneurship. I was told, you're a smart girl. To get out of here, you go to law school or medical school. those were the options for people who were smart. I didn't know I could do anything else. So I went to law school because medical, I was pre-med and I hated it. So here I am. I didn't know about that. And I also grew up without money. And there's this mindset sometimes that gets passed along from generation to generation. If you grow up that way and you've got to really take steps and make an effort to get beyond that. And that is, I didn't know I got to create wealth. I didn't even know. Yeah. Okay. Lawyers, are supposed to make money, but that's not true if that's a high income, right? And you guys talk about that all the time, right? About how you can have a high income, but the minute that goes away or you stop working, that's not wealth. We're well beyond the have a stable job and then retire on your pension. That's really rare. So I didn't know until well into my adulthood that you could actually create wealth and what that meant.
Yeah, let's go back to those three points you talked about. And I think the first one is mindset. So let's go into what sort of mindset do you need to have to go after conscious wealth? And how do you, I always say mindset is like when you talk about it, you ever watch Star Wars, Bethany?
Yes, I did.
Back in the day, Chewbacca, yeah. Han Solo, all that kind of stuff. You have this whole concept of use the force, Luke. And for half the series, he doesn't know what the hell the force is. He has to figure it out. Right. It's like when people tell you, get your mind, it's almost people telling you, get your mindset, use the force, Luke, my young Padawan. Yeah. What is mindset?
It's the force, right? It's a really good analogy. Because
once you learn how to use it, it's holy smokes, you can lift buildings with it. Or you can be, all that. So let's talk about that. What is the mindset that you have to cultivate and how do you cultivate it?
It sounds trite. The first part of it is abundance. You have to accept that there is an abundance of opportunity for you. And I know it does sound trite, but if you are scarcity minded or living in fear of not having enough or whatever that is, that's not going to be the mindset that gets you there. That's easier said than done, though. So I think really what it is looking inward, there's a lot of people that'll scream in your face and tell you, be motivated, be determined, do more, get up at 6 and do an ice bath or whatever. Fine. But the minute you leave that person's presence, you're still stuck with your own mind, right? If you don't have someone in your face constantly shouting at you, you fall back into your own habits. So I am a firm believer in working on your own internal beliefs. And I work with someone specifically for this reason. I call her my mindset strategist. She's not a coach. She's a strategist. And she helps me unlock my limiting beliefs. Right? She sees my blind spots. She knows what it is I want to achieve and accomplish. And she calls me out on my garbage. She's, how are you? If I tell her a thing that I'm frustrated about, I'm really mad about this thing today. And she's like, how are you allowing that to continue? You've got to look at what you're contributing to it. And so I think a lot of mindset is, for example, when I was a little bit younger, as I mentioned, I didn't think I got to create wealth. I didn't think that was my destiny. I grew up poor and it was like, wasn't it good enough that I now made a nice income? Am I greedy? Is there something that is wrong with me for wanting to create more? And I had to get rid of that belief of there was something wrong with wanting more. And so I think whatever it is, your limiting belief is the thing that you need to really work on and recognize. So that's the first thing about mindset, really. And in order for that to be sustainable, you've got to learn how to do it for yourself. You can't just always be in front of the guy shouting in your face and telling you it's all good. And as long as you're determined. And I'm not even saying that's wrong. I think you need all of it, but it's an exercise or a muscle rather that you need to exercise. It's like going to the gym. You don't say, I'm buff, I'm done, I'm good. You got to keep going or else you're not good. Yeah. Same thing with mindset.
And I've come to say these analogies and just because Jesus spoke in analogies, right? It's because people couldn't understand what he was trying to tell them. I do the same thing when I'm talking about this or anything, but you know, it's almost like when you think about, let's just make a simile. We're going to use a different word, not an analogy, a simile. Gratefulness is a state of being. It is not an action. It is a state of being. The same way that mindset is a state of being. And mindset is not something you have. Mindset is something you are, right? It's something it embodies part of your essence. It is part of who you are. It's a process. I have a good mindset, maybe right now, but it's something you constantly have to work on.
That's right. That's right. I'm actually writing a book right now called The Power of OPE, Other People's Everything. And there's a whole big section on mindset. And mindset is one of those things that sometimes you just do need to borrow from other people, which is why I like masterminds and in-person retreats and the sort of community part of it, right? Is that there are some days when I wake up and I'm just like, ugh, like something set me off and I'm grouchy and I don't have the best mindset. I will call up somebody that I know can shift that. Sometimes it's my strategist. Sometimes it's whoever else, Susie, my integrator. And I'm like, I need to borrow yours right now because otherwise it's going to wreck my day. And so if you have the people around you and the tools that you can pull yourself out of it, there's no reason to continue on with a bad day.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes you just have to borrow other people's though.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. A coach on the Peloton thing. It's like she always says, BYOE, bring your own energy. Sometimes you can borrow that energy from somebody
else. That's right.
It's why you're the sum average of the five people you're around. This isn't a prime example because if you're the five people you spend your time around, if they all have a negative mindset, woe is me, the world sucks, guess what's going to rub off on you unless you're strong enough to overcome all that. But if the opposite is true, say you have five Bethanies around you or people like Bethany with a good mindset, that's going to rub off on you. Even when you're down, they're going to say, shut up, get up and recognize how good your life is and all that kind of stuff. So
it's very
interesting.
It's okay to fall down every once in a while. You just can't stay there. So you need people that are going to tell you to pick your butt back up.
This episode is brought to you by Agora's Investment Management Solution. Are you a GP or syndicator still using spreadsheets or an outdated investment management platform? Advance to Agora, the next step in investment management evolution. Agora's customers raise capital 40% faster and reduce operational expenses by 25%. With Agora, you can collect commitments faster, raise more capital by creating beautifully designed data rooms, public brochures, and automated subscription flows. Manage all your investor relationships efficiently with the most advanced investor CRM on the market. Delight your investors with a beautifully designed investor portal, which is fully customized to fit your brand and integrate seamlessly into your website. Distribute payments in a click directly from the platform and automatically generate and send all the reports and statements your investors need. Agora is suited for all types and all sizes of GPs or syndicators, starting with an affordable $5.99 a month subscription plan. Click the link in the description to book a live demo and learn what Agora can do for your business. Agora. Better investment management.
And just capitalizing on the mindset notion here. Like I've had this conversation with Tony Robbins. I've had it with Rod Cleef, not on the show, just in private. And it's the first pieces of mindset are A, realize that challenges are God's gift to you to grow, right? Challenges are not, there's a song. I live in Nashville and I have to quote a country song. Forgive me for those who don't do this. But a band called Lone Star has a song called Mountains. And it literally says, God gives us mountains so we can learn how to climb, not so you can fall off and die, so you can learn how to climb. Exactly. And you think about that. But then the second part I hear them say, and that I've had these conversations with, is the first step to a good mindset is accepting responsibility for everything. And you said that in the beginning with your strategist, right? Accept responsibility for everything. Okay, maybe something has frustrated you and maybe you deem it to be outside of control, but ask yourself, I'm going to turn this one back around. How are you letting that continue? Because if you take the responsibility of it, it's okay, maybe that person or that thing or that job or whatever is just frustrating you to your core for whatever reason that's got you down. How are you letting that continue? We all have an action that
changes.
That's right. So I love that.
That's right. The good and the bad news, Chad, is that everything we need, we have control within us. So the good news about that is you can control it because everything that you need, you have within you. The bad news is it's on you if it's not going the way you want.
Yeah. And I want to give a real world example here, Bethany, and after this, let's go to pillar number two, because we can talk mindset for 45 minutes here. It's books have been written about this stuff, but you know, I'll be vulnerable here in my life, in my business right now. I feel like I'm standing on top of a castle that I've built and I'm an archer in a tower and I'm shooting arrows down at the enemy who is like coming to my gate with pitchforks and fire, trying to burn the castle down. It's just, we're in a tough environment right now, but you don't see me down and you don't see me, woe is me. You don't see me up. What I'm doing is I'm fighting the fight. I am thanking the Lord for the lessons I'm getting to live as I'm getting to live them. I'm not perfect. Sometimes my mindset gets a little tough, but I know in the back of my mind that we will get through this and we're going to be stronger for it. And every opponent we knock down makes us stronger and strengthens that mindset. And so it's, folks, whatever you're going through right now, whether you're just talking about personal stuff related to the economy, if you're a real estate operator and you've got debt drama, construction fraud trauma, tenant drama, tax drama, insurance drama, whatever it is you're dealing with, because there's a lot of drama out there right now, just know that this is a lesson. This is a lesson and it's going to make you stronger so you can climb further up the mountain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You never hear a really good story that starts off with everything's always been smooth sailing. There's always, yeah. The best stories are always like, I had to overcome something. And it builds up to who you are.
And you know what cracks me up, Bethany? There's a lot of podcasts out there where every one of those, the people on that podcast are perfect. They've never had any mistake. They're like, bullshit. I'll just say, no, sorry, we don't cuss in my house. Bullshirt, right? We have, it's bullshirt.
Bullshirt.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah, right. It's true. And that's one episode. And then you're done.
Yeah. Exactly. So, okay. Let's go to the second piece of building conscious wealth. Remind me what that was.
Education.
All right. We can duck another 45 minutes on this
one. Do this for, all day. Exactly.
And before we go into number two, remind me what number three is so I can make sure we
time. Number three is access to opportunities.
Access to opportunities. All right. So let's talk about the importance of education for a minute, and then we'll go to the number three. So what does that mean to you?
When I say education, I want to be very clear that I do not necessarily mean formal education. And this is one reason why I love real estate is because it is just this great equalizer. You don't have to have achieved a certain level of formal education in order to succeed in real estate. And there are so many tools available, even free tools, although I will say I am a huge proponent of investing in yourself, but there are free tools to help get you there. Right. If you look online and you see this podcast is free, right? There's education there. There's YouTube. I do a free live every week. My partner Mauricio does a free live every week. It's everywhere, right? So education and learning about either how to or learning where the people that are doing the kind of thing you want to do are, how it works to create your wealth, whatever it is, the education is there. And as I mentioned earlier, if you have that right mindset, you'll realize how to apply that education to yourself. So if you don't have the mindset, though, you can watch it all day and you're gonna be like, that's awesome that those people are making a whole bunch of money and creating wealth. That's great for them.
Yeah, that's great for them. I could never do that, right?
Which is why mindset's first, right? But the education it's everywhere. Use it. Listen to people. Find someone who's doing whatever it is that you want to do. And watch them. It doesn't have to be hard. You don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Someone's already done it well. Or someone's already made mistakes and they can save you from having to make the same mistakes.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That's why I think the best podcasts or educators are the ones that will tell you, here's where I screw it up. Let me help you not make your own mistakes, but don't make these. Right? That's what I tell my daughter. I'm like, you can make your own mistakes, but I'm going to tell you the ones I made. Don't make those.
Yeah, real and raw. And looking over here to my, you guys can't see, it's off camera. I need to change this, but I have some big lawyer bookshelves with a ton of books on there. And I've got even more titles in this little device right here. I've even got something on here just talking about mindset. Oh, funny. Mauricio texted me. That's pretty funny. no, it was his assistant. Mauricio. Just kidding. But where focus goes, energy flows. You got to keep the mindset right all the time. Be reminding yourself. But when you think about education, yeah, I love to use the analogy. I'm a guitar player, right? So on my other wall is all my guitars. I use, and I use this analogy a lot when people ask me about paid education versus free. I'm like, well, think about it this way. It's all good, right? And you have to like fully immerse yourself in something. So not only do you need to look at it all and find common themes. Think about books. If you want to go learn how to hook up a microphone, you're going to go, or maybe not. People don't write books about that. Maybe you're going to go learn how to build a business. What do you need to do? Go buy 5 books on it, read them all, and figure out what the common themes are between them, and then form your strategy. Because everyone has their own little way that did it. Some are 10 years old, some are 2 years old, some are yesterday. And you can get your common denominators that way. And then you think about paid versus free education. Let's talk about this podcast. I don't really have any method in my madness. When I have someone good come on, I cut an episode and I release it. And so there's no sections and chapters. I don't have everything focused on this topic group. It's just content that we put out, right? But you think about a course you can buy that someone's put together and they've gone through that thought process of macro grouping of all the stuff. So it has a coherent flow. Think about trying to play guitar. That's why I mentioned the guitars. I learn a lot of stuff on YouTube, which is great. But if you don't already know how to play the guitar and you try to just start on YouTube, you're going to get a little bit of the way, but there's no coherent structured lesson that you're going to get through. You're going to get bits and pieces and never get the full picture. So that's what I have to say about prepaid or paid versus free education. It's all good. Do it all. But investing in yourself. Here's the thing. You're going to invest in yourself one way or another. And you're either going to buy education and you're going to learn the major mistakes and whatever you're trying to do that will end you in that industry. Or you can attend very expensive seminars that are a front row seat to your own failure and demise as you make mistakes yourself. So you're going to pay for them one way or the other. One is time with money that you didn't plan on spending, and the other is money that you can spend and hopefully avoid bigger loss later. So that's what I have to say about that.
I love that. I love it. And it's true. And you're going to get an education, whether you might as well be intentional about it.
No. Yeah. And look, you've seen us do this. We have been to, gosh, probably every educational boot camp and mentorship program and read every book and even put some stuff out of our own. We do it all. And we still make mistakes. You're still going to make mistakes that you haven't learned because the world is always changing. So you might as well at least digest what's out there that other people have made, or you're going to make them yourself. It's that simple.
Yeah. And here's where education gives you a leg up, though, is it gives you the confidence to go out and do things knowing you're probably going to make mistakes, but you've got the confidence, you've got that baseline that you're still pretty safe in terms of how far down you can fall. If you keep getting educated, your set point's a lot higher. You can't fall as far down. So you have a little bit of cushion to be able to make some mistakes with relative safety.
Yeah. Think about an example. You hear a lot of stories about people who crashed and burned in 2008, and cross-collateralization was a big buzzword there, where they had one loan across several properties and one or two went bad and lost them all. Yeah. People don't do that anymore. And most people don't do that anymore because they have heard the stories of others and learned from them.
So, right. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Education takes many forms. I was having an exchange on Threads the other day with somebody of all places. And he was talking about how he'd made countless mistakes and adversity had taught him so much. And what I said was, adversity is a harsh teacher, but still a teacher.
It absolutely is. And I'm watching the clock here. I know you have a meeting in 9 minutes, so we're going to hit the third point here. And then we're gonna close the episode here. So I'd love to talk to you all day, but I know you're busy too, and you're giving me this time. Hopefully you're not billing me for it. I don't know. We'll see.
No, that's why we do flat rates. You don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So let's go to point number three, access to opportunities. So what does that mean?
So in my mind, access to opportunities is using your network, right? And finding where the people are that are doing the things you want to do, using that education and applying it to figure out where you want to make your next move. So we love real estate. That's the industry that we're in. So I'll use that as the example. You can go to, I could open up Instagram right now and probably, or Facebook, and find five different events I could go to. They're going to have deals for me to vet. So there's opportunity everywhere. What I mean is finding the access to a place to invest in the way that you want to invest. Do you want to be an active investor? There are groups for that because maybe you don't have a lot of money yet to invest your money, but you have some time and you have some determination and grit and you want to do that work. Maybe you don't have time for that. You're a high income earner. There are places to figure out where there are really good opportunities so you can be passive. If you have that education, you're going to be able to find where those are, right? And access to opportunities are all around us. But if you see where they are, and again, you have the right mindset to know that they're for you, you have the right education to figure out which ones are for you, then you're 2/3 of the way there to applying it to the opportunities that you find all around you. And all you have to do is ask your other people. I'm in a really cool seat because I get to look at all the deals, right? So I'm in a great place to have that education front row of looking at all the deals and knowing what's out there and what's happening. And people will ask me, what are you seeing, Mornawa? And I do give legal advice. I don't give financial advice. I don't give tax advice. I don't tell people how to invest their money, but I can tell them what I'm seeing. And I can tell them where the deals are.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think about, there's a simple saying I have to put all that together right there. Luck is not something you just find. Luck is when preparation and opportunity come together. And if you have been through the education, you're prepared, right? Mm. But then the opportunity comes from being in those networks, knowing where to look for the opportunity and being ready to harness it. You know what I'm saying?
And then having the mindset to know that you can accept it and receive it.
Yes.
That it's for you.
Bringing it all back together. So going in that order, folks, you got to have the mindset. You got to have the education, and then you got to have access to the opportunity. Let's land the plane there. So in the next couple of minutes before we get off this episode, I got to go through the quattro questions with you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First one, Bethany, what is your superpower, life or business, and how does it serve you?
My superpower is I have the ability to make people feel comfortable even in an otherwise uncomfortable situation.
That's a good one. And I think I can attest to that one. So that's awesome. Let's flip the coin over. What's your biggest failure, life or business, and what'd you learn from it, more importantly?
My biggest failure in business is in between when I had mentioned that I was leaving the practice of law and then I met Mauricio. In between there, I tried to start my own fund. And let me tell you, Chad, the structure was brilliant. It was legally sound. It was so complicated that you would have loved it, actually. Super complicated. It reminds me of you. But it was so complicated that no investors got it and I failed hard. I fell right on my face. Now, the good news is I didn't raise the fund. I guess that's partly the good news. But I had this hubris of, I'm a lawyer. I've seen a bunch of deals. So surely I can do this. And the investors were like, but have you done a deal? No, I had not. And I didn't have partners who had done a deal. So I learned to check my ego at the door and realize that sometimes being on the law side of the deals is not the same as doing the deals.
That's funny how that works. And both Bethany and my partner, Aaron Hudson, have told me, look, Bethany says it in the phase of don't get too cute. And Aaron says it in the phase of confusion of the brain says no. And all of that moderates the complexity. You can make something super complex with five waterfalls and all that, make the numbers look great. But if a person putting money in can't figure out how they're going to get paid, it doesn't matter.
That's right. That's right. So it's better. I think the smartest people, though, and you're really good at this, is they take the really complicated and they distill it down and make it so it's simple and understandable and bite-sized. And I had not done that.
Yeah.
Which is why I failed.
I think that's my superpower. I've learned that anyway.
It so is. I never get it is your superpower.
So there you have it. That's my superpower, folks. Taking complex things, making them simple. So last question, Bethany, and I'll let you go. What is the best way for the listeners to get in touch with you and Premier Law Group?
The best way is to email team@plglp.com. And super love it if your listeners subscribe to my YouTube channel, Bethany LaFlamme.
Absolutely. And folks, as usual, scroll down wherever you're listening to this. There's a link you can click right there with that channel. It'll take you right there. Hit subscribe. And oh, by the way, if you haven't already, like this episode, subscribe this episode, because it will make all of you pay it forward and have someone else just like you hear what's on this show. So Bethany, thank you so much for coming on. It's a pleasure, friend. And I think we are just in time for you to have a slight bio break and go to your next meeting.
I love it. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate you.
See you soon.
Want to generate higher return and drive alpha for your commercial real estate firm? Now you can with Lobby CRE by 30 Capital. Lobby CRE is an asset management platform designed to manage and optimize cash flow for faster returns and more visibility into performance. Shift your strategy with the market, not because of it. Identify opportunities and mitigate risk now rather than later, and save more than 8 hours per week through automation. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and book a demo.
All right, folks, I hope you got a lot out of that discussion that where I thought it was going to go law actually went mindset and just the whole mindset around building conscious wealth. So I hope you got a lot out of the mindset, the education section, and how you get access to opportunities. So if you got any value out of that show, like us on YouTube, subscribe, leave that thoughtful comment and 5-star review, pay it forward. That's the way this show grows and gets to other people just like you. We appreciate you for it. Folks, I'd love to have you on the show. If you or someone you know would love to come on, send them to thequattroway.com/podcast to book. I think we are booked out into mid-2024 right now, which is wonderful, but come on and get in line. We'd love to have you on the show. Folks, we are a full-service investment firm in the real estate space. Love to work with you. Check us out at thequattroway.com/invest, also available in the show notes. Love to have a conversation with you and see how we can help each other. Until next time, this has been another episode of the Real Estate Runway Podcast, over and out.
We hope this episode was insightful and brought value to your day. If so, please be awesome and leave us a 5-star review. Find out how Team Quattro can help you at thequattroway.com. Until next time, this is the Real Estate Runway Podcast.